From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Go to the head of the class, Florida students. More of them are passing state final exams in algebra, geometry, biology, and U.S. history. Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says the percentage of students passing each test increased since last year.
I think that this is just a testimony to the great work that's being done in our districts and in our schools and in our classrooms.
Among South Florida districts, Palm Beach County schools had the highest percentage of students passing the four exams this spring. Broward and Miami-Dade schools beat the statewide passing rate on the Algebra 1 exam this spring. Students must pass that test to graduate. We move now from grade school to higher education. When Governor Rick Scott signed a college tuition bill last week, most of the attention focused on a provision granting in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants. The measure also rolled back a law allowing universities to raise tuition without legislative approval. But the bill also contained another provision lowering the expense of prepaid tuition plans, which allow families to pay years in advance and lock in the costs of sending their kids to state colleges or universities. Florida prepaid spokeswoman Shannon Colavecchio says more students will graduate as a result.
When students have a savings plan for their college, not only are they far more likely to go to college, but they're also far more likely to actually graduate. The burden of debt is a huge factor in graduation.
Under the new law, the price of a four-year college degree for newborns could drop from about $54,000 to about $35,000, lowering monthly payments by about $100 per month. Legislative staff says 26,000 Florida families will get refunds totaling $50 million as a result. Well, keeping human brains in storage sounds like the stuff of horror fiction, but researchers need that brain tissue to help them unlock the secrets of the control center of the human body. The University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine has just received an $8 million contract from the National Institutes of Health. These funds are going to be used for the school's Brain Endowment Bank. Ana Veciana Suarez writes for the Miami Herald and has been following the story. She says that the bank has about 2,000 brains in storage. Still, demand exceeds supply.
There are pledges for 500, and the director wants to double that pledge.
The Brain Bank will spend the money raising awareness about brain donation, as well as providing researchers more access to the donated tissue. Researchers will use these brains to study diseases and disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism, and schizophrenia, among others. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.